When it comes to clothing and the clothing we wear, so obviously it is a multi-billion dollar industry. And it's something that people put a lot of focus on. And we understand, right? What the clothing you wear depicts who you are inside and what you represent and what you want the world to see as reflected of who you are. There are not so many times in the Torah where we explicitly talk about clothing. But this week's parsha is a very much an example of one that highlights clothing. We are introduced to the big day kahuna, where Hashem tells Moshe the instructions for what has to be made for the Kohanim. And in Perakov Chet, Pasuk Bet, so it says, Vasita big day kodesh Aaron achicha l'chavod tefares. You should make the clothing for Aaron, your brother. It should be l'chavod tefares, for an honor for him. V'ata tedaver el kol chachmei lev. Speak to all the people who have wisdom in their heart. And you should make the begadim for him in honor to serve me, to be kohanim for me. Okay. So what is the purpose of the big day kahuna? What does this have to do with? So Ramban comments that the big day kuna are indeed a royal garment, and it's to show that this person, the Kohen Gadol, is someone who represents the royalty of the Jewish people. Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Netziv further explain that the Kohen should be revered as a king in the eyes of Bnei Israel. It's someone who should be looked as in a state of malchus, as someone who's like a king. But there's a Gemara in Erechin that speaks not about necessarily what this person represents, what the Kohen Gadol represents, but it's about what are these clothes doing? What purpose do these specific clothes have? And he says as follows. Gemara Erechin Tatzayin Amaral says, Amar Rabbi Anani Bar Sason, Laman es macha parshas big day kahuna le parshas karbanos. How come in the Torah we know there are plenty of times where things are juxtaposed? And a lot of times, so Rashi will comment saying, what's the reason? Meaning it's not just haphazard that Hashem put these two sections together. So over here, why is it that section that talks about the big day kuna is right next to the section that talks about the korbanos? So he answers, lo mar lecha, is to teach us, ma korbanos mechaprin, af big day kahuna mechaprin. Just as the korbanos, the purpose of bringing a korban is to get kapar, to get atonement for a sin you did, so too these big day kahuna, these vestments, these garments are meant as a kapara. And it goes on and to discuss in detail what the kapara is. Ketones mechaperes al shvichas dam. The ketones is an atonement for murder. Mechnasai mechaperin al gila reis, and so on. Bechule, bechule. It discusses different components of atonement. So we see that it's not just something of royalty and looking nice and fancy, but the Jewish people are actually gaining atonement from this. And if you think back to the other time in the Torah, not just probably one of the most famous times in the Torah where it discusses clothing, so you have a somewhat of a similar idea about some atoning for one sin, and that is by Adam and Chava. All the way back in Perek Gimel, we are told about the chait of Adam HaRishon. And there's a lot of intrigue to what was the sin? What did they, not necessarily why did they do it? There's a lot of intrigue about that too, but that's not for this discussion. But what did they eat? What was it? Now, the Christians believe that it was an apple tree, right? That's the thing we probably have grown up hearing. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin does not list an apple out of any of the options of what it was. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Adaf Ayin, when discussing what the tree was, so it gives a few opinions and says, D'Tanya, Rabbi Meir Omer, Oto Ilan Sha'achal Adam HaRishon, what was this tree that they ate from? So, Yimenu Gefen Haya. It was grapes. It was off a vine. She'ein Lecha Davar Shmevi Elal Adam, Ela Yayin. What's the reason for this? Now, it can't just be like throwing out different fruits and guessing what tree it was. There has to be a specific reason for why they're saying that. And he says, you know what wine does? Wine actually brings a lot of bad things into the world. Right? When people get drunk, they don't necessarily behave in the best way. So over here, it says the whole essence of wine is to bring negative stuff into the world. And therefore, that must be what Adam messed up with. So continues, Ella, Sorry, not Ella. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Chita. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it was wheat at that time. I guess wheat was able to grow from trees in Gan Eden. So what's his reasoning? She'ina tindok yodea likro abba v'ima ad she'etom tadam dagan. Because a child doesn't know how to call abba ima until they're able to digest and eat properly wheat. What does this have to do with? What was the eight? As far as the eight is the eight hadas of knowledge, right? So when a kid is able to have wheat, that's when they're able to eat that food, that's when they have a certain level of knowledge to be able to verbalize their parents, abba, ima. However, the next reason is what's relevant to us right now. Rabbi Nechemia Omer Te'ena Haya. Rabbi Nechemia says the tree that he ate from was a fig tree. Fig tree. What's the svar there? So what happened right after they ate? Right after, in Bereishis, in Parakimel, Pasuk Zion says, "Vatipakachna enei shneihem." Their eyes opened up. Vayedu ki erumim him. They realized they weren't clothed. Vayisperu alei teena. So they took fig leaves. Vayasu lahem chagorot. And they clothed themselves in fig leaves. So Rabbi Nechemia says it must be that the tree they ate was a fig tree. Why? He says, because you know what they were doing? They were in a certain sense trying to do a tshuva for their sin, trying to atone for it, trying to rectify it. Because you mess up with something, and you know what, I messed up in this area, I want to fix something in this area. Right? When it comes to ever giving out consequences or punishments, it should always be like Hashem does to us, midah keneged midah. Right? Let's say the Mitzrim drowned the baby, so the Mitzrim ended up drowning in Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, that was Hashem's midah keneged midah. If you have a kid, let's say that messes up and throws food all over the place and leaves his trash all over, so his consequence would be like you have to clean up things that even you didn't mess up because you want to teach a certain lesson. So over here, you know what they're doing? They're saying we want to rectify our sin of eating from the fig tree with the fig leaves. We want to cover ourselves. We want to be tanua with this. And so he continues in the Gemara. So he says, Rabbi Nechemia Omer, Te'ina Hayawai, Shebedavar Shekil Kalubo, with this thing that we messed up in, Nitkenu. This is what we're going to fix. We want to start rectifying like that. And so too, so just like the Big Day Kahuna are there to atone for the sin, so too here, the fig leaf is to atone for the sin. And a lot of times, obviously, when it comes to clothing, so obviously most of the time we don't necessarily think about clothing like that, about atoning and trying to rectify things per se. But there's a lot of important things that we could do with clothing, and that to be able to think about in a very profound way that why am I wearing this? What does this say about me? And to be able to use our machshava in the way we dress, to realize, of course, there's a lot of halacha related to how we're supposed to dress for davening, thinking that we're always standing in front of Hashem, and to always, to be tanoa, to realize that it's not about the external, but it's about who I am as a person, and to try to have our wardrobe to reflect those ideas.